Okay.
Yuralef to
Yeah,
your
to your
Yuralef.
Aleph. Yeah, it's not, these are not fun, these are not fun subjects here. But okay, Dine Geisis, Shmiras HaMeis, Simukuf Tzadidalet, Ubayud Beis. So the Geisis means somebody who's dying on his deathbed and watching the mace. So HaGeisis, what's a Geisis? Basically, he gets mucus in his throat because the chest is getting smaller. That's what happens close to death. Lashon geisus and lashon megis b'kedera comes from the words to mix a kedera. Shaleichem is hafeches b'groinoi because the liquid turns around in his throat. K'maya megis b'kedera. Harehu k'chay l'chol dvarav. He's like, even though he's dying and he's on his way out, he's considered as if he's alive for everything. L'chein also liga b'yi. Therefore, you can't touch him. Shekol negei b'yi harezah shofech damim. If you touch him, it's as if you spilled his blood because touching him will make him, well, let's see, but basically touching him might make him die earlier. What's the similar? If you have a candle that's dripping, which that's literally mean, but it means it's flickering. When you have a candle, it's about to go out. If you don't touch it, maybe it'll last longer. But when you touch it, it might put it out. Even though he's been a ghost for a long time, and it's very painful for him to be in this situation and for the relatives. You cannot cause him to die faster. You're going to slip out the pillow or the sheets from under him. Because they might say that there's feathers of birds and that was causing the death to be delayed. So they want to remove the feathers, whatever the feather, blanket, or sheet. Or to put the keys of the shul under his head. Because that was, people thought that that would, putting the keys to the shul under somebody's head that's dying will actually make it easier for him. Also, this is all also. But if there's something there that's actually preventing him from dying, kigoin called doifik ukeyotze bezeh, like a sound that's beating or something like that. For some reason, a steady sound may cause the death not to happen. Then mutalasira, then you can go tell the guy to stop. That's not an action. Elisha, that's removing something that's preventing the death. And you're not touching him. This comes up, unfortunately, with many, many deaths, is let's say you're giving the person oxygen. Right now, if you remove the oxygen, you're not really touching him, you're not really doing anything, you're just preventing what's keeping him alive, right? Or the same thing with IV and these types of things. Can you stop? Can you not stop? Same thing with pulling the plug, right? These obviously are major halachic shailos that need, in every situation is different, and depending on what the prognosis is, and et cetera, it's all plays a part. Even though it's also to touch the geisus, let's say there's a fire, and you're saying you can't move him because then that's like killing him. So then, there's a fire breaks out, so then you might say just leave him there. I say in that case you take him out, right? And he even goes before saving Sifrei Torah. Even though one might say, well, the guy's dying anyway, so why save him? No, he still comes. He's still considered alive fully. Fine. Gimel, anybody who's standing next to the geisus should be careful that he doesn't put any of his limbs outside the bed. He gathered his legs into the bed. Tzalamitza. That's why they should put chairs next to the bed. Shalayucha, so he can't move his hand or his feet off the bed. But if they didn't put up like bars to stop it from the limbs from going out, also ligaboy, you're not allowed to touch the limbs and put it back because that might bring the death closer. Once a person is about to die, nobody's allowed to leave. All right? yichidi, as because you can't let him die alone. Because the nefesh is very much in mishtememes, is going crazy when it's leaving the body. Mitzvah lamed al adam b'shas, therefore it's a mitzvah to stand over somebody who's dying. Shenemar v'yichi neshama. It's best to have a minion there. And they shouldn't be there all on their phones and doing dvarim. They should be saying all these things, like it says in the Sefer Ma'aviyavik. And the minig is to light a candle in front of the goyses while he's dying. After they think he dies, so you take a feather, a light feather, and you put it by his nose. If it doesn't move, so you know there's no air coming out of his nose. And then after that, he dies, so you open the windows. When they get to Baruch Dayan, they say, with Hashem's name, the current kiddin she is bar, and they do kriya like we will explain. Anybody who's standing over a mace when he dies is chayev to tear. And it seems like the minig nowadays, we don't do this. I personally did it when my father was nifter, but it seems like the minig is not to. But
I would assume my
really,
fellow member. I would assume my fellow member would not do that, right?
who?
A fellow member would not
No, really,
do a
yes.
kriya.
I don't, it doesn't say not.
You would say I should?
I don't know much. I tell you, I don't know what to tell you. I don't. I. It seems like the minig is nobody does it. So that's you're out.
Maybe because we don't know if he's really amazed.
Maybe that's a shot.
But
I don't know.
Hatzolah member probably can figure out.
No, once they pronounce it and they know it's for sure, what I'm saying. I've been by cases, you know it's for sure. Right.
And I should, but then I should say Dayan Emes with the bracha, yeah? Or.
Well, if you, I don't know. If you're not tearing kriya, then I'm not so sure you should say dynamis or the broch. I'm not sure the two are connected or not. Fine. Halamazet, what is this similar to the Sefer Torah Shenisrav? So Sefer Torah gets burned. She'ain't reik be Yisrael. She'ain't but Torah mitzvahs. There's no, even the most empty of a yid that doesn't have some Torah mitzvahs. Even on a katan who only learned psukim, or even a woman who doesn't have Torah, chayav to tear kriya. Even if this mace sometimes doesn't have avera because he, out of desire, chayav, you still have to. You still have to tear, right? But if he normally does averus, even if it's just for desire, he's considered being pirish from darchei. We don't tear kriya on him. And this kriya that's on a mace that we don't have avelus on him, meaning those that are tearing just because they're there, not because they really, it's not a relative. Sagi bekriya muetis, they all have to tear a little bit, fafilu min atzad, even on the side, or beshulei beged sagi, or even on the bottom of the beged. Diane Fisher told my father that when he tears kriya by the kaisel, he should tear on the bottom of his beged, like it says over here. Zion, Matsimane of Shalmais, you close the eyes of the mace, and Misha Yeshud Bonim, Yasas Ois Benoi, and if somebody has children, his son should do it. Kimoshenemar, Vyosef Yashas Yoda Aleinecha, Vim Yesh Bechor, Yasahu, and Vizu Bechor, he should do it. Cheska, when you take the mace off the bed to put him on the ground, Yashkichushi Mechusa, you make sure that he's covered. Because you would do that for somebody who's alive, so you certainly should do it for some, not certainly, but you should do it for somebody who's dead also. Covered on mace, as they call it. Test. I think we don't do this nowadays either. The meaning is to take anything in the neighborhood of the mace, pour out all water. Some say it's because that's how people will know that there's a mace there, because you don't want to tell them straight up. But again, and what's considered a shchuna really just means in that house. Taino gimel. Well, here he says gimel batim, but that's when their houses were together in the same chotzer. In my bias, a shoshama mace with the bias that the house is. Meaning three houses altogether. Rafilu mace yelled, but soich lamed yom v'ledasa. Even if a yelled dies within 30 days, of b'shabbos ain't tzrich and lishpa of that. Even a yelled. B'Shabbos ain't tzrich lishpach on Shabbos, you don't have to spill it out. But because of Yesh la'achmer gam b'Shabbos, that gets into the whole whether you're supposed to show avelus on Shabbos or not. Yudah, m'shamer es ha'meis. Somebody who's watching the meis, afilu she'en ha'meis, even if it's not his relative, pater m'kriya shema v'tfilu m'kol mitzvah z'muris b'toira, it's pater from everything. Ki ha'isim v'mitzvah pater m'mitzvah acheres. If you're busy with one mitzvah, you're pater from another mitzvah. I mean, what pater means that really that you can't do it. All right? Meaning that pater normally sounds like you could do it if you want. No, pater means you don't. All right? There's a Teshuvah Nigros Moshe brought in the footnote here that says that as the real reason for Shomer is not because, you know, heebie-jeebie, whatever. It's because the reason for Shomer is to make sure that animals don't get to the mace. So if you're sure you're in a situation where animals are not going to get to it, which is nowadays for the most part, then you could leave. He says you could leave to go daven or whatever it is. Hayushanayim, if there's two people watching, Zeh Meshamer, one watches with Zeh Kodesh Mispal, and this one goes and davens. Yudalef, it's also to eat in a room that the mace is there, Imloy al yidei mechitza, unless there's a mechitza there. Vafilo achilas arai, even just a temporary snack. Even to eat fruit and to drink water, also it's also. And you have to warn the shomer that they're not allowed to eat in front of the mace. You're not allowed to make a bracha either. Right? Come on, which we'll discuss the loyeg l'rosh, because you don't want to make the mace jealous that here's this person making brachas and the mace can no longer make brachas. Okay, we will stop there. We should never need these halachas, and everybody should have a fine night in Besuras Tavis.
Oh, yeah. Have a good night.